Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Brandy.
Ooh, like the song, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be, that like that.
Actually, it's funny you say that because I'm engaged to be married in June.
Oh, okay. See, the song fits then. So what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So my fiance, Ryan, ran into his ex during his bachelor party.
Oh.
Which was about a month ago. And so now I keep getting the feeling something happened between them.
Okay. So Ryan is the fiance. You said you ran into his ex?
Yeah, in Nashville.
Okay.
He was there for his bachelor party.
I'm going later there this summer for my birthday. The difference is if I ran into one of my exes, they would probably stab me. So, what is the ex's name?
It's Kimber.
Ugh, Kimber. Mm. I already hate her.
Yeah.
All right, so what makes you think something happened between them?
Well, so first of all, he never told me he ran into her while he was there. I found out because one of his friends posted a picture of them together doing shots. And then he took down the post like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's not good.
No. Second thing is I asked him about it. And first he lied and said she wasn't there. Then when I told him I saw the picture, he was like, oh, yeah, she works at one of the bars we ended up at. She bought me a shot to congratulate me.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure she did.
Right. And then the third thing, and this is the one that bothers me the most, is she put something on Instagram the night they supposedly ran into her, and it said, quote, had to remind him that he still has options, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, wow, that's conceited.
Wait, so was this written under a picture of the two of them?
No, it was just the words. It was like a meme, but with no picture.
Huh, I see. So it could have been innocent, or maybe not.
I doubt it was innocent.
Okay. So our job is to find out if something happened between him and the ex?
Yes.
Well, did you ask him about the post that the ex left?
I showed him, and he got all defensive and was like, I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't. Okay.
Right.
So did you want us to call Ryan and try to find out the truth?
Well, I did some digging, and I got Kimber's phone number, actually.
Oh, okay. So you want us to call her? Wait, is she in Nashville, though, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and she works at a bar?
I guess so.
Okay, yeah, so they're an hour behind us. And if she worked last night at a bar, she probably is not waking up for us. She probably won't recognize the phone number and will probably put us to voicemail.
I mean, I don't care who you guys call. I just want to know the truth.
Okay, and you don't think you're going to get it from your fiancé who is supposed to be marrying you in a few months?
That sounds bad when you say it like that, but no.
Okay. Mm. I'll tell you what. Why don't we try? Let's try calling her first. If she answers, I have a plan. If she doesn't answer, we move on to plan B, which is to call Ryan, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So hang tight. Give Shaggy both phone numbers so we can figure this out, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, so let's set up a pre-record scam. If she answers first, because I would love if she admitted to something, but what I really want is to have him on if he gets exposed, you know? So let's hit a break. We'll get this done when we come back next. So we're going to call first, and then if she doesn't answer, we do have a plan B because we're planning on calling Ryan because I really want to get him on. A lot of digits here. Hang on a second. Yeah, I would really want to get him on to get exposed. That's the best part of dirty work, right? Let's see if we can put the voicemail here.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Kimber? Actually, is it Kimber or Kimberly?
It's Kimber.
Hey, Kimber, this is James Hetfield from Nashville Nights Magazine. We're publishing an issue in August about Music City's hottest bartenders, and your boss actually recommended you as one of our featured interviews. I know you're probably busy right now, but would you be okay with a quick interview piece?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, great. So how long have you been bartending in Nashville? Has it been 1 month, 2 months, longer?
No, it's been longer than that. I moved here last year.
Okay, gotcha. And do you like living here?
Yeah, of course.
Great. Okay, here's a fun question about you personally. Which phrase are you more likely to say? Sorry I'm so early or sorry I'm late?
Sorry I'm late.
Okay, yeah, that goes for me too. Okay, so somebody's going to be calling you soon so we can come down to your bar and do a couple of photos with you on the job if that's okay. We got to clear it with your boss and stuff. But do you mind taking a couple of action shots for the magazine?
No, that's cool.
Okay, great. Well, have a nice day, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mark on the tape yep, now. Yep. Every mark that she answered. I need the part where she says, of course. Okay. And I need the part, hang on a second, where she says, that's, what was that? Hang on a second. Sorry, I'm late. No, man. I have an idea.
I was going to say, what do you have up your sleeve over there?
All right. So mark that audio for me.
Okay.
And we'll put it into, we're going to call Ryan now.
What are you going to do?
We're going to use her audio to make it sound like, well, here, let's call Ryan. Where did the number go? Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. All right. So let's call Ryan here real quick. And we'll use her audio. And, oh, by the way, put Brandy on too.
Okay.
Make sure she's listening. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, can I speak to Ryan, please?
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, I don't know if you've been listening at all this morning, but we've been having this contest to see who has the biggest bombshell announcement of the day. Have you been hearing any of them so far?
No. I got to sleep in at 8, so I haven't gotten out of bed yet even.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we have a bombshell announcement, and it's actually for you this morning if you're ready for it.
Bombshell?
Yeah. So let's bring on our special guest, and then can you tell us your name again so everybody at home can hear it?
It's Kimber.
Right. And you said you have a bombshell announcement for Ryan today, and did you want me to set this up for you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so Kimber is Ryan's ex, and Ryan, I guess you guys had a little reunion a while ago, right?
I'm not sure I can really talk right now, guys.
Well, no problem. Hang on, because Kimber, what did you want to tell Ryan?
Sorry I'm late.
Sorry I'm late. Like late as in your, you know, monthly bill or?
Yeah, of course.
And are you like a week late, 2 weeks late?
No, it's been longer than that.
Okay, so Ryan, what do you think about that?
Okay, can we just please talk about this off the air? Are we on the air right now?
I'll tell you what, let me take you off the air before somebody says a bad word or something. We have to hit a break. Anyways, hang on 1 second, and I'll put you on hold. Jack, hit a sweeper real quick, so it sounds like we went off the air, but we actually didn't.
Z! Z! Z104!
Okay, Ryan, I don't know if you heard that. We just went to commercial, so you guys are on a private line now.
Hello?
What the f***, Kimber? You're going to f***ing dog me on the f***ing radio?
Yeah, of course.
What? Yeah, of course. My f***ing fiance probably just heard everything that was said.
Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry is not going to help at this f***ing point. Listen, I was super careful, okay? So if you're f***ing pregnant, if you're actually pregnant, there is no way that kid is mine.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, what?
No, that's cool.
What was even the point of doing something like this?
I think I ran out of things for her to say. Let me cut in here real quick. I think the point, Ryan, was to prove to your fiance that you messed around with your ex while you were at your bachelor party.
Yeah, no sh**, dumbass. That's why I asked you not to put this on the f***ing radio.
Well, wow.
Oh.
Here's the thing, though, that you probably didn't know. First of all, that wasn't really your ex, Kimber. That was a recording. And your actual fiance is on the phone with us. Isn't that right, Brandy?
Actually, you can go ahead and say ex-fiance because I don't date liars. And I don't marry cheaters. Have a great life with your total of an ex-girlfriend. Hope it was f***ing worth it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.